Let me cut this.
No, don't you even start. Don't start with me.
Don't start over. Just keep going.
We have to start all the way over.
No.
Yes, we do.
Okay.
Well, it turns out my mom doesn't know how to open a gift from Amazon, so we have to start the podcast
all
the way over.
They have really good, tight-sealed gifts.
It's their mail. It's a bubble wrap mailer. Come on.
It's sealed.
On Even My Mom Has a Podcast. Hey, I'm Vaughn Fry, and joining me is...
Mom.
And this is our show.
Hi, guys.
Yeah, so we just completed Halloween, the starter course of...
Gaining weight.
Well, yeah, I guess you kind of preload with the treats, then you get the food over at Thanksgiving.
Massive food at Thanksgiving and
you
Christmas.
You still have to do stuff at Christmas,
stop.
And then New Year's Eve is kind of like the driving home drunk of the holiday package. That's when you've had enough and you're just ready for everybody to go home.
That's when you need to stay home on New Year's Eve, and if you're going to get drunk at
home.
Now,
I'd like to start this off as I have procured you a gift from Amazon, okay? And this is the number one handmade craft item at Amazon. I'm going to get a video of you opening this. You have scissors now, so you should be able to manage this.
I know. Hey, is this my Christmas present, an early Christmas present?
We could call it that if you want.
Okay.
So open that up and then describe to everybody kind of like what you're seeing and everything.
It's a little brown box. It's a little box.
Okay, open the box.
It says handmade.
Up. This is the number one handmade gift item on Amazon. So go ahead and...
Once again, I probably can't open it.
You have scissors.
Okay. Your father told me I'm not good at opening things. I'm not. I always open packages from the bottom, the wrong end. What is it? Okay. Wow.
All right, so tell everybody what you got there.
Well, it's the F word, a whole bunch of F words.
All right.
So if you don't give a F, then you can have this.
Yep, so that's if you could be fresh out of F's to give, right?
Yep.
Is that one way to look at it? Let's see the tag over there.
Man, yeah. I never had that many F's. Oh,
let's open it up and see what one looks like. Can you pull the cork
Gosh.
Open?
Gosh.
Okay, why are you moving your hand away from the camera?
I dare you to give this to your grandma.
You think you can undo that cork?
I don't think so. Here we go.
All right, let's see. Give me an F.
So every time I want to say this word, I'll just hand this to you. There you go. Those are really cute.
Yep. You couldn't put that in my hand in a way that...
Sorry.
Here, put it back in my hand, okay?
Yeah, okay. Here. I gave a...
You gave an F, right?
Yep.
So what do you think of that? Is that kind of cute?
It is kind of cute.
All right, so that's the number one handmade gift item on Amazon. I'll give you an F back, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You got a lot of F's to give, don't you?
I know, this should last the rest of my life. Thank you.
So is that kind of cute?
I don't say that word very often.
No, but it was weird because so on Amazon, it's listed as like a bleep, like a bunch of gibberish.
Uh-huh.
Like if it was in a comic book and like a bleepity or something. But then on my phone, it was like... you've got an alert, your F's to give have arrived or something like, just saying that sort of thing on my notifications. So,
you know, if you hear me say that word, I'm really upset about something.
I'm opening a Red Bull knockoff from Aldi's. You know, we need to go
Red
to
Thunder.
That Aldi's, there's another place called Ollie's. And they have like a bunch of things that they couldn't sell at other places.
There's information. This comes with the instructions.
Okay, well, we're done talking about it for right now, aren't we?
Oh, you don't want to hear this?
I don't know. You can if you want.
I'll just read a little bit. Use your F's wisely. You're born with a ton of F's to give, so you spend them like a kid with a credit card. You give F's about your friends, about your grades, about your fashion sense, about your strangers' opinions. You give way too many F's about way too many things. You have so many. Then, as you get older, you have maybe 10 F's per month, so you learn to budget them. You allocate F's to family and career, but there aren't enough F's to give to the newest fads. or someone at work has something they need, may my help with that outside my job title. I'll do my best to allocate some Fs, but this month's pretty tight. And as you get older, you're down to one or two Fs per month. And those Fs are pretty precious. You give them to your family and your hobbies and your job, but that's kind of it. It's not your fault Fs expire too quickly. I would have saved my Fs from when I was young, but I couldn't. It goes on. That's pretty funny.
All right. So is that a nice little thing? You kind of like that?
I kind of do.
It's in a nice little jar that looks like something that would be a deck. I thought, you know, this seems silly,
on my dresser,
but it looks like a kind of cutesy jar mom would like. Like, it looks like it's for moms in a way.
I know, but gosh, when kids come over, I'm going to have to hide that.
You don't have kids come over.
I know. You need to have me some grandkids.
Give me some Fs, and maybe we can work something out.
That's the way it works, right?
So what else have we got going on? Anything in the news? Do you have any news items?
Well, I was telling you about that boat that's sunk. The boat that sunk in the Bahamas, your father and I went on one of those. Gosh, it's been probably...
It was a ferry of some kind.
Yeah, a ferry going out to an island. Yeah,
capsized means tipped over, right? Like went upside down?
No, it started sinking, I think, and they had to jump off.
There's sinking, and then there's capsizing. So I think I think one results in the other, in a way.
Yeah, first it started sinking, then it capsized. Anyway, brought back memories. We had a lot of fun that day.
A lot of fun memories of boats flipping over?
No, going out to this island in the Bahamas and snorkeling, and your dad got really bad sunburn. We had a good time.
Nothing. How is that a good time? Your dad got really bad sunburn, and we had a good time. What is that?
Because he wouldn't get out of the water. He had too much fun snorkeling. So it is a really good time.
But you made it sound like you said what bad thing happened. Well, we got robbed at gunpoint. Yeah, we had a lot of fun. Like, that's the way you talk.
I know. It was so bad. I had to go find the nurse in the hotel and get some kind of medication for him. I don't know. Some kind of pills or something.
All right. Well, I've got a little bit of news.
Okay.
Now, I think some of this is pretty interesting. Okay. Astronauts. This is CNN's headline. Astronauts accidentally drop tool bag during ISS spacewalk.
Ow.
Look at the way they phrase that. Astronauts accidentally drop tool bag during ISS spacewalk.
So there's a tool bag floating around out in space.
You know why they phrased it so, well, it's an accident. We all make mistakes, right? We'll get to all mixed mistakes.
We all have Fs.
Let me tell you the real headline. The way the headline should be, female astronauts lose designer bag worth $100,000.
Were they females?
Yeah. This is what happens when you let women do spacewalks. They forget their bag.
This is why I don't have a daughter-in-law.
It's a $100,000 bag of tools that they lost, and it's floating around space. Supposedly, you can see it with a telescope.
Really?
So, supposedly, it can be seen from Earth, supposedly, which I think means it's probably about to fall and crash.
Well, it might land somewhere, like a meteor.
I wouldn't call it landing so much as
crash. What if it crashes through our house?
Thank women in their history-making spacewalk. You know, that's what you got. So, yeah, if this was men who did this, I don't think they would have had such a, accident headline, right?
Maybe.
Foolish men lose $100,000. It doesn't even mention the price of it here.
Oh,
CNN.
It's not 100,000. It's probably millions.
Well, it says 100,000. Yeah. So what I'm saying is it should have been $100,000 designer handbag. Like, that should have been the way it was really presented, right?
Yeah.
But we didn't do it that way because women did it. I think that...
Don't let me go spacewalking because I drop everything.
You would be like Sandra Bullock in that Gravity, where she's like this reluctant astronaut who doesn't want to be up there, and yet somehow she is.
Really? I didn't remember her.
I don't know
reluctant.
How she passed any test to go up there. Because, like, Louis C.K. was talking about this on the radio when the movie came out, and he was like, what's she doing up there? George Clooney's, like, trained, and she's, like, up there as some mission specialist, but she's like, I don't really know about this. And during the train, they would be like, do you want to go to space? Well, I don't. Oh, you're out. Nope. Uh-uh. Nope. I'm not sending you up there.
They got to have the token female.
Only the people that really want to go up there go up to space. You know who the tallest person ever going to space is?
How tall?
Well, it's not super tall, 6'5". You know who it is? Michael Strahan.
Really?
Yeah, he's the tallest person to go to space.
Oh, yeah. That's cool. He liked it. I think he had fun, too.
So the Game Awards have put out their nominees for Game of the Year.
Okay.
The weird thing about this is, it seems to be trending up, whereas the Oscars are trending down. And now it really does. If you go on X, used to be called Twitter. I still call it Twitter. Some people are calling it Twix.
Oh, I like that. That's good.
Twix. If you go on there,
I'll start calling
there
Twix.
Seems to be way more conversing about Game of the Year than Best Picture or any of that sort of
well,
stuff.
Well, good.
It seems like people are really taking this stuff seriously.
Because so your generation has played games
well,
all their
people,
life.
Well, people, it's kind of weird because it's like neither of these award shows really matter, but people are putting a lot behind the Game Awards. So the Game of the Year nominees, I'm going to go through this, okay?
Are these all video games or are they board games?
These are video games.
Okay, well, I assumed that, but I was just wanting to clarify for us old people.
Okay, so this is my first time seeing the list, all right? Alan Wake 2.
Have you played that?
I haven't played it. I had it on my wish list. I might pick it up if it's on sale Black Friday or something.
Okay.
The first game, I haven't played either, but it's about this writer who I think he gets lost in a town. He goes to like Maine or something to write, okay? And like
a lot of writers go to Maine to write.
Creatures in the shadows start attacking him, but
oh,
maybe
man.
It's all in his head. Now some FBI people are investigating. And so it's been a long time for this to have a sequel. Baldur's Gate 3. A lot of people really like this. Fantasy, you know, like I think there's trolls and barbarians and whatever, magic, sorcerer, sort of stuff like that. It's not on Xbox yet. It's on PC and PlayStation 5. It's supposed to come to Xbox either near the end of this year or beginning of next year. The Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom. That's a Nintendo game.
Okay.
You remember Zelda, right?
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
The weird thing about this is the previous game, Breath of the Wild, was a launch title on the Switch, and the Switch could really barely handle playing it.
Oh.
There is draw distance limitations, and this one runs at a very low frame rate, and yet people really like it. Marvel's Spider-Man 2.
Whoa.
People like...
Have you played that?
I haven't played the Marvel Spider-Man games. They're Sony PlayStation exclusive. Sony is so into Spider-Man that the PlayStation 3's font, the way PlayStation's written, is the Spider-Man movie font from the Spider-Man movies at the time, and they make the Spider-Man movies. They had a chance to buy all of the movie rights for all the Marvel superheroes, and they turned it down because they only wanted Spider-Man. So it turned out to be a huge mistake. Resident Evil 4 Remake.
You like that one?
No, I don't.
Oh, I thought you played that
I've
one.
I've been playing it, but begrudgingly.
I played a lot.
The Separate Ways DLC campaign. DLC, remember what that stands for?
No.
Download content. Okay.
Yeah.
So they added a campaign. You get to play as this Asian woman, and you're running around through the Spain fighting the zombies, essentially, okay? That was better than the base game, as they say, the main campaign with Leon looking for the president's daughter. But I have an issue with this. It's a remake. This is, to my best of my knowledge, the first remake to be nominated Game of the Year.
Well, remember the song that got was a remake?
Yeah, the country fast car, the
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, country music song of the year.
Yeah, that's a shame too.
It's the year of the remakes.
The original game, Resident Evil 4, is from 2005, and it got Game of the Year from the Game Awards. It seems wrong to, you know, in a fairly short amount of time, we have a remake, and it's going to get the same kind of accolades. I think that this one, the tone was off. There was issues with the way the mechanics work, and it really bothered me. And it just isn't as fun. It tries to take itself more seriously, but it kind of comes off as a bit conflicted. Oh, is it supposed to be over the top and fun, or is it supposed to be serious? Like, which is it? Super Mario Brothers Wonder. I was telling you about this the other day.
Have you played that?
No, it's on the Switch. All the Nintendo stuff is only on Nintendo things. I don't have a Switch. Do you have a Switch?
No.
Okay. So this is a Mario, old-style Mario, 2D, runs around, you know, side-scrolling, like old Mario.
Yep.
And I don't know a ton about it, but he can transform into an elephant. Now, I don't know what an elephant does. Does that improve his memory? Like, I don't know. And I think that's the...
He's probably afraid of mice.
I think that's the last of the nominees. So Game of the Year there. I'm not sure what it could be.
But are they going to announce it?
Oh, I don't really know when the awards are either. I think they're fairly soon. Like, it might be a December type thing. I don't take a lot of stock in awards. I mean, look at what happened with the Oscars. A bunch of garbage just gets pushed through. at least none of this has some kind of weird agenda thing that's going to give it like an edge. There's not a lot of agenda to Mario, right?
Well, Mario's really popular. I mean, if you ask, you know, a lot of women have played Mario, I think. You know?
I think just about every mainline Mario game and mainline Legend of Zelda game are nominated for Game of the Year every time.
Good.
And I think Breath of the Wild was a previous winner. It would seem that for the sequel, and especially when it doesn't run at a good frame rate on the only software you can play, the only hardware you can play it on, I wouldn't count on it winning, even though people like it.
Yeah. So
we also had some fun news.
What's that?
Becky Lynch, one of the top wrestlers in the WWE, she was on Celebrity Jeopardy. I don't know if this has aired yet, but people are talking about
today.
Is
she smart?
Maybe not. She goes by The Man, is what they call her.
Oh.
But she's not very mannish look. She looks like a woman. She's from Ireland, okay?
Yeah.
They used to call her the Irish Last Kicker.
Oh.
She was on Celebrity Jeopardy and missed 60, I guess they call them clues. She missed 60 clues.
Oh, she's clueless.
Lost the first and double Jeopardy, and then in the Celebrity Only edition, they have a third Jeopardy where she finally got something.
Okay.
And then in the final Jeopardy, she got it right, and she ended up with her charity got like $30,000 base pay.
Well, good.
But there's a picture of her at the podium, and it says minus $2,500.
Oh no.
So she missed 60. If it was a regular game of Jeopardy, she'd be the only person to miss all of Jeopardy.
Oh. That's pretty bad.
No one has ever missed all of the stuff.
You know, I noticed the Celebrity Jeopardy is pretty easy because I was getting most of them.
I think the Celebrity one is way easier.
Yeah, because your father and I was watching it and I said...
So did you see her on there?
No, I don't know if I...
Was this on primetime with Ken Jennings hosting?
Yeah.
Hopefully it's Ken Jennings.
I may have seen her and not realized it.
Well, she was on there with Macaulay Culkin.
Okay,
and Rachel Dratch.
I would have remembered Macaulay Culkin.
I could have told you ahead of time Rachel Dratch would win, but it looked like it got kind of close between Rachel Dratch and Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah.
But Rachel Dratch seems smart. Becky Lynch, I'm kind of disappointed with. Macaulay Culkin, who knows what he would have said.
I'm pretty good at trivia.
Oh, are you?
I am.
Oh my goodness, no,
between
you're not.
Your dad's brothers and me, we win almost every trivia round on the cruises.
Okay, what does the DC in Washington, D.C. stand for? Huh?
I don't know.
You want to say, or I'm going to have to say?
Yeah, go ahead and say what I said.
Mom said on the cruise.
I was winning the smartest person on the boat game. Smartest person in the world game, really. But I was a finalist, and this is what I said.
Say it.
No.
District of British Columbia. That's what she thought D.C. and Washington, D.C. stood
for. I really screwed up. I was sober, pretty sober at the time.
All right, I've got one last news story for you.
What?
Your boy, Representative George Santos, hit with a lot of scathing ethics report stuff.
Not my boy.
Now he says he won't seek re-election.
Hallelujah.
It seems I'm really confused about how this goes down. They have an ethics report. They decide not to kick him out. Then they say...
Because they need his vote.
Yeah, right. But then they say, hey, you should leave anyway.
Yeah.
Because you got all this against you, but we're not going to make you leave. But if you don't leave, I don't know. Is this like some racketeering type thing? Like, it'd be a real shame if anything happened to these windows in your shop over here.
Yeah.
Is that how this works?
I wouldn't be surprised. Well, you saw what happened. They almost got down. Like, guy goes, you going to stand up? Well, you know, these men are sticking their chests out, going to fight.
I heard that clip in a podcast. What happened?
It happened.
What were they fighting over?
Some guy from Oklahoma. I don't know who it was. He told the guy, you going to stand up? We'll stand up. And then Bernie Sanders said, you two are United States senators. Sit down.
I believe there may have been a stabbing. In the Senate before.
Oh, well, maybe years and years ago.
I think someone got clubbed in the back of the head.
Possibly.
Or stabbed in the leg.
But that doesn't give them an excuse to behave badly.
There is, on Reddit, there is a area called Accidental Renaissance. It's called something like that. And people take pictures steal pictures in these Senate and the House of Commons in England. And when they have an argument... And you have a lot of people kind of pulling at each other and stuff. It looks like a Renaissance painting.
Oh, I bet.
Because you see those Renaissance paintings where people are kind of like you know, getting yanked around, all funny, right? Uh-huh. It looks really dramatic. So, anyways, still picture in the right, just the right spot, looks like a Renaissance painting.
Yeah.
So I thought George said a week ago he was going to run again.
Oh, somebody got spooked him.
he says that it's he doesn't want his family having to go through all this.
Oh, well, what were you thinking when you started telling all the lies, buddy?
Evidently, it doesn't take a lot to get elected to that House of Representatives, does it?
No, it doesn't.
Because it's sort of like, hey, this guy is in the party I wanted to vote for, so I haven't even heard of him. I'm just going to check the box.
I was looking at my book, my jar of F's, and you could make a game of this. How many F's do you think are in there? And then everybody has to guess.
Yeah, that's the way any jar of stuff could work.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem particularly bespoke to that.
I know.
Does it look handmade enough to you?
Yeah, that's a lot of work.
Well, they've got probably like a Glowforge or a Cricut, I think as they call it, to cut that stuff. Are those little wooden chips?
It says made in China.
Oh, does it?
Yep.
Well, it's handmade in China.
Handmade in China.
It says handmade there. Where does it say made in China? Oh, you're right. Okay. Well, it's the number one handmade item in, or maybe that box is made in China. Maybe that's what that is.
Oh.
Hey, look at the bottom of the jar. Does it say any on the tag or anything?
No.
Hmm. All right. Well, I think you'll have fun with that.
I do too. I might have to have a contest. Everybody has to guess how many is in there.
Yeah.
We're having an adult-only Thanksgiving.
Well, I mean, you don't phrase it like that necessarily, but how about we play a game? You okay with a game?
Okay.
And I think it's time for... Yeah, this one is about scandals.
Okay.
So these are people who had a scandal in the 90s.
Okay. I'm pretty good with the 90s.
You're pretty good with the 90s?
Yeah.
John Wayne Bobbitt. Do you remember this guy?
Yes.
You remember what happened to him?
Yep.
Do you want to say what happened to him?
His wife got handy with a knife.
Okay. Well, is John Wayne Bobbitt dead or alive?
I think he's alive.
John Wayne Bobbitt is...
Yep. One for mom.
Alive. Mary Kay Letourneau. You remember Mary Kay?
Yeah. She's the wife of...
She's not the wife that cut him.
No. She's the wife of the... that got shot. The guy... Woman came to the door and shot her?
No, this was... No, that's a different thing. Mary Kay Letourneau, she was a real trendsetter. You know, we talk about making history here. She made history. She's like the first... of the teachers to get impregnated by the student.
Oh, she had an affair with her student. Okay, yeah.
And then they got married and had more kids.
I think
they're
still married to each other.
Is Mary Kay Letourneau dead or alive?
I think she's alive.
Mary Kay Letourneau is...
Oh, did she pass away?
Yeah, July 2020. I don't think it was related to that of which we cannot say. But I think it might have been a cancer thing. I think she had just gotten divorced, too. Like, they just separated and gotten divorced.
Yeah.
Just months ahead.
She was still pretty young. She probably was cancer.
Well, I don't think she was that young. I mean...
It wasn't COVID?
No, I don't think so.
Hmm.
All right. Ron Goldman.
Who's that?
Well, with that last name, he could be a banker. Maybe he got in a banking scandal? Hmm?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I think he's a porn star.
Is Ron Goldman...
What is he?
...dead or alive?
Who is he?
I'm not going to say. Is Ron Goldman dead or alive?
He's dead.
Ron Goldman is...
Boom.
He was killed when he walked home the blonde gal that was married to O.J. Simpson.
Oh, gosh, how could I forget him? He was with her.
Yeah, so I think they were walking and somebody killed them and the glove don't fit. You must have quit. There's a knife.
Cut him up and everything. Ooh, I'm sorry. Goldman family, I didn't remember that. Sorry.
But mom thought he was a porn star, so it's okay. All right, Heidi Fleiss.
Okay, who was she? I remember the names, but I can't remember who they are.
I think she... She's like some kind of prostitute.
Oh, she was a prostitute, a really successful prostitute ringleader.
For like celebrities or something.
Yeah, I remember now.
Yeah. So Heidi Fleiss, is she dead or alive?
She's probably alive.
Heidi Fleiss is alive.
She's still
I don't know what she does. I don't know. A lot of these people do sort of like a celebrity fighting type thing, or that was a niche thing, like, hey, we'll have this guy fight this one, and he's going to fight this one over here.
But she's probably my age. I don't know how old she is.
Monica Lewinsky.
I know who she is, and she's alive.
Monica Lewinsky is
alive.
Well, when was the last time you saw her?
I saw her at an interview in a magazine, and I think I saw her on the news just recently. She had some publicity. I think she wrote a book or something.
It's weird because if you want to have her on to talk about something, it has to be about her handbags. Like, you can't talk about other things.
How she became
famous. No one wants to talk about anything else, but hey, you're here today to tell us about your new handbags.
Okay, well,
that's what everybody wants to hear, right?
Okay, no.
Well, there you go. That is...
And I got... Did I get them all right? I always say I think I get them all right.
I don't keep track of it.
I think I did today.
I don't think... I think you may have missed one.
Oh.
I think you missed Mary Kay Letourneau.
I did?
Because you were like, they're still married.
Oh, okay.
I think you missed that.
You're right. 4-1 mistake and 4 right.
Yes, that's how math works. There were 5 total.
Yep.
Okay, now, did you have some kind of weird celebrity quote thing I have to guess about?
Yep. Okay, let me see. Where is it at? Oh, this is a hard one. Comedians are never really on vacation because you always are at attention. That antenna is always out there.
Antenna?
Yeah, that antenna is always out there, like looking for material.
I mean, it'd be kind of nice if these were funny, right?
Well... Kind of funny.
So what...
You want some hints?
What comedian might talk about antenna?
Well, this one is no longer with us.
No longer with us.
And...
How recently no longer with us?
Quite a while, I think. And he used to perform in bed with his wife.
His wife's a comedian?
I don't know. I think she might be an actress.
Is she still alive?
I don't know. I think so. But I mean, I can't honestly tell you.
So they had a TV show where they were a couple or no?
Possibly. I think I gave you enough hints.
Is it Jerry Stiller?
No. 2 more guesses.
Gosh, I don't know.
This guy's first name could be Robert.
Bob Hope?
Nope. 1 more guess.
So his name could be Bob.
Yeah.
I don't know. You're going to have to tell me.
Bob Newhart.
He's still alive.
Is he?
Yeah. You can't give people the first hint wrong.
Well, I said I don't know.
You said he's no longer with us.
I thought he was deceased.
He's 94. Probably just condemned him to death by the time this gets posted.
Well, I'm sorry, Bob Newhart. I really thought that he had passed on.
Yeah, well.
Sorry, is his wife still alive?
I don't know. I'm assuming. I mean, he's got to put up with somebody, right?
The one that played his wife, her name was Paula something.
So that's not his wife then.
Well, who played his wife? Remember they were in bed?
I never watched the show.
Well, it was probably before you were born.
He had 2 shows that were, the one he woke up and he had the wife from the first show on there, right?
Yeah.
But you said he was... He's no longer with us, and he would do the thing in bed with his wife. I'm like, is it a show? You're like, I don't know.
I don't know.
So now I'm thinking they're stage act. They have a bed, and they tell all the jokes from on the bed. The Bob Newhart Show. Is that the first one or the second one?
I don't know.
And then there's Newhart, right?
Yep.
So I think the Bob Newhart Show is the first one.
So what year were they on? Probably
Suzanne,
before you were born.
Suzanne Plachette.
Yes.
She's deceased.
Okay. So what year were they on? Probably before you were born.
Bob Newhart Show, 72 to 78.
Yes, that's before you were born.
That would be correct, but I didn't start by giving the wrong hint.
Sorry. And then when was the second one?
I think that might have been on in the 90s,
okay.
Actually.
And that's when she showed up, like, still in his bed.
82 to 90.
Okay.
And that's the show where the final episode, the final scene, he wakes up in bed next to the original wife. Yeah. And it turned out, I guess you could say it was all a dream or something.
Yeah.
Which at the time is a fairly novel way to...
It was cute.
...in the show.
It was. It was a big hit. So, how old were you at 90?
Not old. Like 5?
No wonder you didn't know, remember him.
Yeah, well, you gave the wrong clues.
Oh, sorry. Okay. It's a draw. Bye-bye now.
All right, how'd you do today?
Okay, how do you think I did?
Well, not good, telling me that the guy was no longer with us, and then it turned out he still is.
People probably will laugh about that. I think it's funny, because you gave him the wrong clues.